SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump's reaction to a deadly school shooting in Florida.
It's a shame.
Two people were killed, a half dozen injured in yesterday's attack on the Tallahassee campus of Florida State University. Mr. Trump maintains that more gun control, not the answer to this kind of violence.
As far as legislation is concerned, this has been going on for a long time. I have an obligation to protect the Second Amendment. I ran on the Second Amendment, among many other things.
In the president's words, the gun doesn't do the shooting, the people do. In this case, police say the person who did the shooting was a 20-year-old son of a sheriff's deputy. The suspect, Phoenix Eichner, was shot and wounded by police who responded to the scene outside the student union. Luigi Mangione expected to appear in court today in New York City, a day after his indictment on federal charges stemming from the fatal shooting of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. The 26-year-old Mangione has pleaded not guilty to federal as well as state charges in the case. Also at SRNNews.com, the Supreme Court will hear arguments this spring on President Trump's plan to end automatic birthright citizenship.
On his first day in office, the president signed an executive order to end birthright citizenship for the children of people who are in the U.S. illegally. That order was halted nationwide by three district courts. During arguments on May 15th, the Supreme Court will consider whether those lower court judges exceeded their authority. In the meantime, the president's executive order remains blocked. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The president of El Salvador, insisting that Kilmar Abrego Garcia will not be released from prison, has allowed the suspected MS-13 gang member to meet with Democrat Senator Chris Van Hollen, who went to El Salvador hoping to bring Abrego Garcia back to Maryland. This is SRN News. A landmark ruling from a British court might change the LGBT debate.
The Supreme Court of the United Kingdom has settled the matter within its borders. A woman is someone born as a biological female, and a man living as a woman does not qualify. The ruling concerns Britain's 2010 Equality Act, which sets out protections against discrimination. Pro-family advocates, feminist groups, and Christian leaders in the UK are cheering the historic decision. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Missouri's Republican-led House has advanced a proposed constitutional amendment asking voters to repeal the abortion amendment they narrowly approved last year and instead ban most abortions with exceptions for rape and incest. The proposal won initial House approval by a vote of 94-50, with House Speaker John Patterson among just two Republicans siding with Democrats in opposition. Next, the legislation must go to the Missouri Senate. This is SRN News. Catholic employers in North Dakota celebrate a pro-life decision.
A U.S. district judge has ruled that more than 9,000 Catholic employers in the state do not need to follow federal regulations that would have required financing and other workplace accommodations for those on staff who seek abortions, fertility treatments, and enablements for transgender lifestyles. The Catholic Benefits Association and the Bismarck Diocese filed a lawsuit last year challenging the EEOC regulations that implement the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act. They claimed the EEOC's interpretation of the statute violated moral norms. George Williams reporting.
Pennsylvania's Governor Josh Shapiro describes it as jarring and scary, referring to the arson attack inside his official residence. While no one was hurt, the governor, his family, and some guests were asleep in the governor's mansion when the intruder struck. More details at SRNNews.com.